This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's our pleasure to have on the program today Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, it's always fine to have you with us, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dick, and I want to commend you for the great work your organization is doing.
Senator Thurmond, I'd like to discuss with you today the civil rights proposals currently being studied by the Congress. These range all the way from blackmail to bribery to threats, as they've been described by you and other Southern lawmakers. But I would like to get your comments on exactly what these bills will do and some of the general feelings concerning them.
That'll be fine.
What do you feel is the reasoning behind the current series of demonstrations and threats of still more demonstrations? In other words, we see these racial demonstrations cropping up all over the nation in virtually every major city in the country. And we're being told, and you and Congress specifically are being told, that unless you pass this legislation, you will see even more demonstrations. Now, do they expect you to legislate out of fear?
Well, it seems so. I understand that there's to be a march on Washington and Capitol Hill of 300,000 Negroes in August. And I can see nothing in this except coercion and intimidation to try to force members of the Senate and the House to pass a civil rights bill. So far as I am concerned, they can bring a million people here, and it will not affect my vote.
Well, Senator Thurmond, do you believe, speaking in a general way now concerning all these so-called civil rights measures, is this the proper function of our government to pass these kind of laws?
No, it is not. Under the Constitution, there are certain fields of activity specifically delegated to the national government, the government here in Washington. All other activities are reserved to the states. For instance, in the matter of voting qualifications, under the Constitution, this is reserved to the states. The Congress has no power to pass a bill on voting qualifications. It would have to amend the Constitution. It could do that in one of the two ways provided in the Constitution if the people saw fit to make such amendment. But at present, the Congress has no power to pass a bill on voting qualifications. Yet, the President has recommended one of the civil rights bills along this line. He's gone so far as to recommend that temporary registrars be appointed pending a suit to register people, to see that the vote is cast, and to see that the vote is counted. This means that these federal officials would go down and control the elections. We don't need the federal officials controlling the state elections, and I think it would be a great mistake. Now, there's also another provision that's been recommended, and that is that if it is claimed a person has a sixth grade education, it will be assumed that he is literate. This will not be constitutional, in my opinion, because different states have different voting qualifications. The state of South Carolina, for instance, provides if a man can read and write the Constitution, he can vote. If he can't read and write, then if he owns $300 worth of property, he can still vote. But the state of South Carolina has fixed that qualification. It has the right to fix that qualification. The national government does not have that right. Therefore, I am opposed to those provisions concerning the qualifications for voting.
Still another provision, as I understand it, would allow the Attorney General of the United States to act as legal counsel for plaintiffs filing school desegregation suits. In other words, if one person or a group of people in a community wanted to file a school integration suit, they wouldn't have to bother getting a lawyer anymore. They could go to the Justice Department and they'd provide them with counsel.
Well, that is correct. If a student requests that a suit be brought, or if his parents request that a suit be brought, and if they're not financially able to pay a lawyer, or for some other reason it will further integration, then the Attorney General, on his own, in the name of the government, can initiate such suit. And this will prevent the necessity of the participant in the litigation employing his own lawyer. It's a very dangerous precedent, and it simply means that they're after fostering and giving impetus to integration in every way possible and encouraging it in this particular way.
As a member of the Commerce Committee, you've been active in the hearings held on this next phase that I'm about to get into, the public accommodations law, so-called. Now, exactly what would this bill do?
This would simply provide that a man who owns a piece of property would have to serve or sell to anyone who cared to buy or to be served. This is in violation of the Constitution. The Constitution provides that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. To make a man sell to someone he doesn't want to, or serve someone he doesn't care to, is depriving him of the use of his property. The government would practically be giving instructions how to use the property in every detail, and this would be the precedent for such beginning. A man has a right to use his property as he sees fit, so long as he does not disturb or hurt others. And this is a very dangerous law, because under the 5th and 14th Amendments both, private property would be used for a public purpose, so to speak. Now, we realize that power companies and gas companies and public utilities are in a different category, but this bill would have the effect almost of putting private property, stores, motels, hotels, restaurants, barbershops, beauty shops, and other places like that in the same category with public utilities, which in my judgment is a clear violation of the Constitution.
Senator Thurmond, in your opinion, those who believe strongly in the rights of private property and private ownership versus public control or socialism, no matter how they feel on this question of segregation or integration, shouldn't they be worried about this provision to tell someone how they must control their own property? In other words, to tell an individual that he no longer has the right to run his own business as he sees fit. Whether you agree with him or disagree with him, the man still has a right to go broke, doesn't he?
That is correct, Dick, and I have received a great many letters recently from people who favor integration who are opposed even to this provision. I received, and I remember reading a letter today from a man who said that he was a liberal or moderate, but he couldn't go along with this provision because this would prevent a man from using his property as he cares to use it. And when the government steps in and directs the use of property, controls property, that is the beginning of a dictatorship.
In a recent Supreme Court decision on a racial case coming up from your state of South Carolina, Mr. Justice Harlan wrote in these words, and I'm quoting Mr. Justice Harlan now, "Freedom of the individual to choose his associates or his neighbors, to use and dispose of his property as he sees fit, to be irrational, arbitrary, capricious, even unjust in his personal relations, are things all entitled to a large measure of protection from government interference. Enactment of this public accommodations law would rather remove the protection from government interference that an individual now enjoys, wouldn't it?"
Even Mr. Justice Harlan wrote that, and I think that enunciates a very important principle. If we are going to protect private property, because it's beginning now with stores and beauty shops and barber shops and things of that kind, but if this precedent should be followed, then it could even go to the home. And our homes are our castles, and I think it's a most dangerous precedent.
Senator Thurmond, many persons have been led to believe that what the Negro is seeking in all of this is equality. Do you believe that it is real equality that they are looking for, or is it more on the line of preferential treatment?
Well, one of their leaders, a farmer, who I believe is with the co-organization, said that they want preferential treatment. From what I understand today, a great many of these leaders are claiming that they want to go back now and be remunerated for the treatment that's been accorded to their fathers or forefathers or ancestors. They want preference. And, Dick, it looks like the government is willing to give preference. For instance, out in Dallas, Texas, there were three or four men promoted to supervisor or foreman, and instead of taking those at the top of the civil service list, as you usually would, they reached way down and pulled up men who were way down the line and promoted them. And in other places, they have done likewise. Another place in Texas, the Veterans Administration, by verbal orders from Washington, I understand, has been ordered to employ Negroes.
So that actually, instead of removing discrimination, which many of us have been told is the purpose of all of this civil rights controversy, what is actually being done now is to discriminate against white people in favor of the Negro.
That is exactly the way it looks now, that what they're doing is to promote discrimination, but against the white man. People are entitled to equality, but this discrimination business has just been carried entirely too far. And furthermore, if local communities or states wish to pass laws or take action, that's a matter for them. But at the national level, again, I say there is not authority to do it. There is no authority under the Constitution for the Congress to be passing laws that have been recommended here by the President.
Senator Thurmond, in the short time we have remaining, I'd like to get your prediction of how this civil rights matter is going to be dealt with by the Congress. Can there be a compromise?
Well, Dick, these are very severe proposals. Extending the life of the Civil Rights Commission is objectionable and will create tensions, but it has been extended before, and it's not as bad as some of the others, and I would certainly vote against it. I don't know how far the Southern senators will go with regard to it. On some of these other measures, it seems to me there can be no compromise and that we must fight until the last ditch to prevent these objectionable, obnoxious, unconstitutional, and un-American and impractical proposals from being adopted.
Senator Thurmond, thank you very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Strom Thurmond, Democrat from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, this is Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.